Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Oh, God, we bless you this morning, God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. We lift you up, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Oh, God, this morning we come before you, God, to give you praise, God, to give you glory and honor, Father God, to make a noise that's pleasing to your ears, Lord God, to give you all the salutations and all the accolades, God, as we come before you, God, humbly as we know how, Father God. Oh, God, because we are nothing without you, God, and yet, Lord, we owe it all to you, Father God. And as we come before you, God, we want to give you our best praise and worship, God. As we open up our mouths and open up our hearts to praise and worship you, God, in spirit and in truth, God. Oh, God, you are worthy, Lord. And you are deserving of it all, God. And today, Father God, we want to give you a warm welcome, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Oh, God, we lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up, God. Oh, God, there is nobody that is greater than you, God. Nobody else can compare to you. Take your place and fill your shoes, God. There is truly only one you, God. And this morning, one Lord God, we just want to acknowledge you for being the one and only true living God, the one who heals, delivers, and makes us free. The one that fulfills us, makes us whole and complete. The one who loves us unconditionally, Lord God. And we know, God, you got such an unconditional love for us, God, because of what you did for us when you sent your son to Calvary, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you on this morning, Father God, because without your son, without the blood that he shed, there would be no life today for any of us, Lord God. Oh, Father God, none of us would be in existence, God, if you did not make the sacrifice that you made for us, God, when your son paid the price, the one that was perfect. Who, Lord God, went to the cross for us that were flawed and sinful, Lord God. Oh, God, he took it all. He bared that cross for us, God, so that we can bear our own crosses, Lord. And we just want to say thank you on today. We thank you for the sacrificial lamb, God. We thank you on today, Father God, for the access, God, that was granted to us, God, through what your son did for us, Lord God, because, Lord, it wasn't just him dying for our sins, God, but it was the access, Lord God, that was made for us, Lord God. It was that reconciliation to you, Father God. So, Lord God, that we could come to you, Lord God, that we can commune with you, Father God, that we can have the relationship with you, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, because he paid it all for us, Lord. We thank you, Father God, because he finished it all for us, Lord God, that we may be here today, God, and have life more abundant, that we may be able to be free, God. Oh, God, you let us know, God, how much you valued us, God, because that, Lord God, is a price that none of us could never pay. But you showed us just how much of a value that we are to you in your eyes. And we thank you on today, Father God, for showing us our worth and our value, Lord God. Oh, God, because nobody, God, loves us and see us, God, the way that you do, God. And we are grateful to you today, Lord God. We are grateful to you today. We're grateful, we're grateful, we're grateful, God. And we just want to tell you thank you, Lord God. Because, Lord, you have done so much for us, Lord God. We cannot count it all, God. We can't name all the things that you have done for us, Lord God. So, God, the least that we can do on this morning, God, is give you our gratitude, our pouring thanksgiving. Let you know that we appreciate you, God, and tell you that we love you, Lord. We love you, God, not just because you stretch out your hand, God, and you give us stuff, God, but we thank you on today, Father God, for you, Lord God, thinking of us, God. The way that you did, God, for you, God, seeing about us, God, even before, God, we came into existence, Lord God. Oh, God, we just want you to know that we love you today. We love you. We love you even the more, God, because we know, God, what you did for us, God, was nothing of a small matter, God. It wasn't a little thing, but it's a great big old thing, God, and you did it for all of us, God. You had no respect for persons. You ain't just do it for some and say it wasn't for the others, God, but you did it for us all, God. That we, God, may be able, Lord God, to have the life that you designed for us, God, what you preordained and predestined, Father God. So that, Lord God, the greatness that you put on the inside of us, God, can be develop, Lord God. And we thank you for the greatness that you have put on the side of us, God. You know what you have put on the side of your people, what you're allowing each and every one of us to carry, Lord God. That's why we know that we are valuing you, because you would have never sent your son. Oh God, we thank you all today, God. We love you. We appreciate you, Father God. You are worthy to be praised, God. You have done more than enough for us, God, to simply open up our mouths, God, and give you our gratitude, God, because we would not even be breathing today on our own if it had not been for you, God. You wouldn't have woke up on this morning, God, if you had not called our name. And even on last night, Lord God, as we slept, God, if you did not encamp your angels around us, Lord God, to give us that barrier and shield of protection, Father God. Oh God, we don't know where we'll be or what we'll do, Lord God, but there was no robbers, there was no murders, and there was no death angel, God. Oh God, we want to say thank you on today, Father God, for moving some things out of the way. Thank you on today, Father God, for making some things shift and move and change and overturning some things in our life, God. Oh God, we know it is nobody else but you, God, because you're the one that holds our power in your hand, God. You are the one, Lord God, that's in ultimate control, God. You are King of Kings and you are Lord of Lords. You are great and you are supreme, God, and we lift you up on this morning, God. Hallelujah, glory to your name, God. Oh God, you are worthy, Lord. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, God. You changed the game for us when you sent Jesus. And we want to tell you thank you, Lord God, because we could be dead sleeping in our graves, God. We could not have that grace and that mercy that you give to us each and every day, God, that you give to us so freely, that we don't earn it, neither can we deserve it, or can we earn it, God, but you give it to us, Lord. And we just want to say thank you for that on today, God. You turned it around for us then, God, that we can be here now, God, that we can see the things that take place in our life right now, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, and we may not always understand it, God, but we know that you're moving and working in our lives, God. We know that you're doing your best work, God, working behind the scenes on our behalf, God, showing up and showing out, Father God. Oh, God, Father God, doing what you do best. Doing what you do best, and that's being God and God all by yourself, God. Oh God, we thank you for turning around on us for us, Lord God. That we may simply, Lord God, be able to walk by faith and not by sight. That we, Lord God, don't stumble. That we, Lord God, don't get restricted, Lord God. And be, Father God, struggling, God, with what we see and what we hear, God, because it's not what it pertains to be, God. Oh God, you did that for us, God. You moved the scales of our eyes and you uncorked our ears, God. Oh God, you made us be able to see, God, that the truth can make us free, God. Oh God, you did that for us, God, that we may be able to walk in the marvelous light, God. You turned it around for us, Lord God, when you did what you did on Calvary, Lord God. And we want to say thank you, Lord God, because you've been turning things around for us every single. We just want to tell you that we are grateful for the changes, for the turnarounds, God, that are taking place in each and every one of our lives, Father God. Because when we look back from where you brought us from to where we are now, God, oh God, we are not the same. And we would have never made it without you, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, we thank you, God, for the blood that was shed and cried out for us, God, that still cries out for us today, God. Blood, it still works. We thank you today, Father God, for that blood covering us and keeping us and protecting us, Lord God, each and every day, God. Oh, what would we do without you? What would we do, God, without what your son did for us, Lord God? So this morning, God, we give you our gratitude. We tell you we appreciate you and we love you, God. And we don't take it for granted, Lord God. But we're even more grateful on today, God, than when we open up our mouths and say, thank you, Lord. Not just because it sounds good and we heard God, but because we are truly grateful for what you did for us, Lord. Knowing, God, if you would have never done that, God, none of us would be here in existence today. The cost, Lord God, of the blood that was shed, the price that was paid for us, God, today. Oh, God, we are forever indebted to you. So this morning, Lord God, we give you, the only thing that we can give you is us. Give you our hearts, our mind, our bodies, our souls, and our spirits, God. Coming to you openly, God. Coming to you freely, Lord God. And making ourselves available to you, God. Oh God, we welcome you this morning. wanting to have your way, God. As we open up ourselves to you, God, we welcome you on this morning, Father God, to outpour your spirit, Lord. We welcome you on this morning, Father God, as we come in and meet you here in the sanctuary, God, because we know, Lord God, this is a place that you already take habitation, Lord God. Your spirit already dwells here, God. So, Lord God, as we come and meet you in your presence, God, oh God, I pour even the more, Lord God. God, let your people, Father God, be wrapped up and caught up in you, God, as they come into the sanctuary, Lord God. Let their heart and their mind already be focused on you, Lord God. Already coming in, Lord God, with the hunger and the thirst for the more of you and your word on today, God. Your word that feeds us and fills us, God. That word that gives us more life and more strength. And we just want to say thank you for that, God. Oh, God, I'm asking on today, Father God, that you, Lord God, move through this place today, Father God. Don't let your people even stay where they came, Father God. Oh, God, when they come in, Father God, let them be ready to come in, God, and pour it all out and lay it at the altar and give it to you, Father God. Lay it at your feet, Father God, because we know, Lord God, there is nothing greater than you, Father God. And then coming back up, Father God, feeling uplifted, God, with all the weights, Father God, moving off of them, Lord God, all the chains being broken down, Father God, all the shackles being removed on today, God. You are our chain breaker. Oh God, you are the one, Lord God, that can set the captives free, God. You are the burden bearer, God. So God, on today, I'm asking that you for the better burdens of your people, God, and that they will yoke up with you, God, because you said your yoke is easy, your burdens are light, God. Oh God, let them come bear it all to you, Father God. Releasing it and letting it all go, God, because Jesus already finished it for us. He already did what needed to be done that we may be able to be free, God. So God, today, make your people free. Let them come in, Father God, pouring out to you, because only you can, God. Only you are able. Only you, God, know what needs to be done. So on today, Father God, as your people come in, I'm asking that you would touch them and will feel, God, feel your spirit. That they, Lord God, will be open and welcoming to you on today, God. Touch the hearts, God, and touch the minds on today, God. Heal those that need to be healed, God. Comfort those that need to be comforted, God. Regulate the minds of those who need their mind regulated on today, Father God. Oh, God, see about your people on this morning, Father God, because only you can father us the way that we need to be, Father God. Only you, God, can tend to us, God, the way that you tend to, God, because you are the shepherd and we are your sheep, God. Oh, God, I'm asking, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to bring every spirit of fear, God, because you didn't give your people a spirit of fear, the power of the silence of mind, God. Oh, God, I'm asking on today, Father God, that anybody's coming to a little bit faint and weary, God, that you would give them some might and you would give them some power, God. And they continue, Lord God, to move forward, God. And they continue, Lord God, to press and endure, Father God. That they continue, Father God, to keep striving, oh God, and persevering in you, Lord God. Oh God, I'm asking that you would do it, Lord. Do it, God. Do it, God. Work it out for your people on today, God, as you work some things out of us, God. Oh God, anything that does not belong, God, I'm asking that you would purge it on today, Father God. Uproot it. Pull it out on today, Father God, that a new thing will begin to sprout up, God. And we thank you for the new things that you're already allowing to sprout up in our lives, God. We thank you once today, Father God, for the new places that you are taking your people, God, the new seasons that you have your people in, God, and even the ones that you're preparing your people to go into, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. Thank you once today, Father God, for what you are about to do in this sanctuary. We thank you once today, God, for how your word is about to go forth and the move of your spirit and the power that you have, Lord. Oh, God, we bless you, Lord. Oh, God, I'm asking today as your people even write these things down, the things that they don't speak out, Lord God, that you will see about them once today, God. As you consider every prayer, Lord God. Touch the ones on the prayer wall, God, the ones on the altar box, God. Oh, God, I'm asking that you continue to tend to your sheep on today, Father God. Oh, God, leave nobody left behind on today, Father God. I'm asking that you will give them what they need on today, God, because you are the sole source of it all, Lord God. And everything that we need, we can find in you, God. So this morning, Lord God, we look to you, our help. However, press me hope in time of need, God, because we know, God, we can do nothing without you, God. Oh, Lord, we need you today. We need you today, Father God. So, God, on today, God, meet the needs of your people as they come into the sanctuary, God. Oh, God, touch those, God, who need to come and want, God. Touch those who want to come and can't, God. Touch those, Lord God, who pressing their way through, Lord God. I'm asking that you move every barrier and stumbling block that would try to hinder them, God, from coming to get what you got for them on today, God. Get them here safely, Lord God. Oh, God, I'm asking that you would go into every sanctuary today, Father God, across this nation where your people will come together and gather in your presence to hear your word and to move them your spirit, God. Hunger and thirst in you, they will leave filled, God, and not empty, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. Fill us on today, God. Refill us on today, God. Refresh us, restore us, revive us, God. You know what everybody needs, Lord God. Oh, God, I'm asking on today that you will cover our pastor. She brings the word forth on today, Father God. Let their word go forth, God, and let it be like fire. Burn up everything that's not like you, Lord God. Put a barrier of pursuit and protection around her today. Cover her, God, as she do your work. And she sees and be about her father's business, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, as we think of your goodness and all that you have done for us, we just want to say thank you. We thank you. We thank you, we thank you. We are grateful to you, Lord. We are grateful to you, God. Hallelujah, glory to your name. We are grateful to you. We are grateful to you, Lord. And we bless you, Lord. We bless you, God. Oh, God, I pour your spirit and meet us here today, God. Move by your spirit and see about your people, Lord. And I ask this morning, God, that you will send these prayers today. Consider them an answer to the Lord. And we pray and ask these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
When I look around, yeah, I see your things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But he say thank you, Lord.
mind. I'm not trying to go home. But I won't complain. I used to go home.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord, we just bless you on today, God, and we lift you up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you on today, Lord. We thank you on today, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we just want to thank you, and we want to lift you up and glorify you on today, Lord, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. There is nobody that is like you, God, in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind, God, and we want to give you our best praise and our best worship on this morning, God. We don't want to be too modest and too cute, Father God. We don't want to be consumed with the cares of this world and this life that we cannot glorify you and lift you up and let you know just how much we appreciate you, God. We just want to bow down to you on today, God, in all reverence and all awe, because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are Lord, our God, our King, our everything. There is nobody that can compare. There is nobody that is equal to you, God. Nobody that can stand before you, and you are the only one that have all power in your hand. So we want to acknowledge you on today, Lord, as being the soul source and the very essence of our being. You are the epitome of our creation. You are the epitopic of who we are. And we just want to bow down to you on today, God, and let you know how much we appreciate you. We want to tell you just how much we love you, because we have not told you enough. Oh God, we be so consumed. We be so wrapped up. We be so messed up, God, and stricken with our thoughts, and that we cannot tell you just how much we love you, God. But we want to tell you on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we love you more than anything and anybody. We love you more than life itself, Father God. And if by chance we done lifted something up or glorified somebody higher than you, Lord, we want to pull it down right now. Any crown we ever wore, we lay at your feet. Any title we ever obtained, we lay at your feet. Any position we ever accomplished, we lay at your feet. Any and everything that we have, in the obobo, Sunday de la Casilla. Oh God, we lay it down at your feet right now, God. We dare not put ourselves up higher than we ought to, God. We dare not, Father God, praise nobody or nothing higher than you, God. Oh, God, we'll reverence you on today, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're giving you our best on today, Father God, because you gave us your best, your son Jesus. You gave us your son, God, that we may be healed. You gave us your son, God, that we may be free. You gave us your son, God, that we may live in love. Yeah, you sacrificed, God, the ultimate sacrifice just for me. Him, her, they, we, all of us. That's what you did, God. And we want to thank you for it. We want to thank you for it, God. Hallelujah. We want to thank you, God, for thinking about us thousands of years ago, that we may enter into life today. Oh, God, your thoughts are far, far, far beyond us. Oh, God, you thought about us a long time ago. Oh, God, and we thank you. We thank you for the restoration and even for the hope. We thank you for removing any and everything, God, in the name of Jesus, that deceives us into believing that is opposite of what you have already declared. We thank you on today, Father God, for your blood. We thank you for your love that's so, so passionate, so, so deep towards us. We just want to thank you. We thank you for being our Father. Even in the midst of it all, when we thought we was all by ourselves, when we thought, Father God, there was nobody there to comfort us, you are our Father. When we thought, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that that we didn't have nobody to go and talk to, Lord, you were there for that. You are our Father. Oh, mama, when we thought that we did not know how we were going to make it to the end, Lord, you were even there in the midst, the beginning of it. You are our Father. And we thank you for being our Father, God. See, because our Father take care of us. Our Father makes sure we okay. Oh, God, you are our Father. We thank you, Lord, for being our Father. Oh, God, when we was down real low, Lord, you fathered us. Oh, God, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. When we did not even see a way out of no way, Lord, you fathered us. Thank you for being our Father. Thank you, Lord, for assuring us that we are not alone. Oh, God, thank you for entering in, because you said when two or three are gathered, you are there. Yeah, because you are our Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's so many times in our lives that we go through so much stuff that we don't understand that our Father in heaven, our Father which are in heaven, he can wrap his arms around us. He can father us when our real daddy ain't there. Yeah. Yeah. Ah. He'll father you when your mama ain't there. Yeah. He'll father you when that person that you love does so much walked away. He'll father you even in that. When you feel betrayed. When you feel lost, when you feel empty, he can father you even then. Oh God, wrap your arms around your people on today as your word go forward. That they may be able to understand, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that that ultimate sacrifice from your son Jesus, you was fathering us then. Jesus to die for us, he was fathering us then. Thank you, God, for being such a good, good father. When we was hungry and didn't know where our next meal was from, he provided it. He was fathering us then because he said he would not allow us to want it. For he is our father. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Yeah, that's a father. Yeah. Oh God. Thank you, Lord, for being such a good, good father. Oh, my mind in a little motion.
Oh God. Let him love you right there. Come on. Just talk to him. Let those hands.
Oh God. When I needed to be healed, Lord, you was that father to heal me. When I needed to be comforted, yeah, you was there fathering me. When didn't nobody believe what you had me to say, Lord, you fathered me in that. Oh God, you are such a good, good father. When we felt rejected, Lord, you fathered me even in that, with that assurance of knowing. Oh God, you wrapped your arms around me. Oh God, thank you. Thank you for the Son. Thank you for the blood of the Son. Thank you for the Son shining on us, Lord. Oh, you are such a good, good father. You are such a good, good father. You are such a good, good father.
I knew you in this place just to worship.
Thank you for fathering us.
Come on, just worship and worship and worship and worship.
Even when we turned our backs on you, you loved us so much as a father. You say none of that stuff would separate your love. That, see, that's a father right there. Even when we in our mess, he fathering us. Because see, a daddy will stop loving you, but a father won't. Thank you for being a father, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you for loving us so. Thank you, God, for being so gracious towards us. Thank you, Jesus, for being so kind, for being so patient. See, that's what a father do. We ain't talking about a daddy. We talking about a father. Thank you for putting up with us and being tolerable towards us. Thank you for forgiving us over and over again. Thank you, Lord, for not pointing the finger at us. Even in the midst of our faults. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. See, so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that we are alone or God is not there. He don't hear my prayers or he's not thinking about me or why is this happening and why is that happening? And we don't understand that in the midst of it all, he is fathering us. When the Lord woke me up this morning, he started showing me how gracious he is towards us. He started showing me in detail how he is not just our Father, but he is everything that he needs us to be. He started to enlighten me on some scriptures that I have read so many times. He started enlightening me about these scriptures that caused me to enter into a place of healing. The Lord has started showing me how we as people don't really understand what we have obtained through the death of Jesus. He started showing me, and I was like, when he first woke me up, he woke me up at 12 something. And when he woke me up at 12 something, a few minutes later, I got a text from my grandbaby. And I didn't even look at it because he was talking to me. And so in the midst of him talking to me, I closed my eyes back. And then he woke me up again at 3:38. And when he woke me up at 3:38, I started praying. I said, Lord, I said, I don't know what you want me to say to your people today. I say, I don't know what I'm going to give them. I said, so Lord, tell me what you want me to give to the people today, Lord, so that we may be able to really understand. And in the midst of it, I just started thanking him and praising him. And then I dozed back off to sleep. Then he woke me right back up at 4:17. And actually it was 4:08. And I said, okay, Lord, just give me a few more minutes. Then he woke me up at 4:17. That was a few more minutes. And so when I got up at 4:17, I sat on the side of the bed. And when I sat on the side of the bed, he said real loud, you are healed. I say, okay, Lord. He said, that's what you're going to tell the people. That's the name of the sermon. You are healed. And I saw three big old explanation points after it. I literally, I say, that's all you want me to tell the people? He said, yeah, tell them they are healed. He said, my people walking around here all messed up in their mind. They messed up in their heart. They messed up in their families. They messed up in their marriages. They messed up in their bodies. They messed up with their time. Did y'all hear me? With your time. You messed up with your perspectives. You messed up with what you think and what you thought. He say we messed up in every area. And when he said that, he said, tell him again after you say that, you are healed. I say, Lord. He said, go to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. And so he took me to that one scripture. And when he took me to that one scripture, I said, wait a minute, Lord. Wait a minute. I know this. He said, yeah. He said, but y'all don't understand it. I said, Lord, why you say that we don't understand it? I said, you didn't have me to preach it all the time. He said, yeah, they only preach it once a year. He said, but they don't preach it for to get the people to understand you are healed. He said they preach it because it's traditional. He said because it's traditional. I said, okay, Lord. I say, we don't want to keep preaching our tradition. He said, tell the people, I said, you are healed. He said, because they take that one scripture and they try to explain it. He said, I don't need nobody to explain my sovereignty. I just need them to believe it. I said, okay, Lord. So we're going to start from the top. Who have believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? So, see, we say this all the time. The Lord talked to me. I hear his voice. But in order for him to tell you his secrets and reveal his mysteries, you got to believe. What? I got to believe what? Who he is. You got to believe who he is. Oh, I believe in God. No, you don't. Because if you did, you wouldn't be scared of anything. How many times he would say, fear not. So who believed the report? Have he really revealed himself to you and protected you in every area that you are not scared of nothing? I'm not scared of absolutely nothing. I'm not. Was I one time? Yeah. So, who have believed the report? Who? And have the Lord revealed his arm to you? Have he really revealed his sovereignty? All we got to do is just look around. But in revealing it, he revealing something that's visible, and yet he's invisible. Who can understand that? See, because we're such a visual nation, if we don't see it, we can't believe it. I don't care how much you see it. I don't care how much it was told to me. I don't care. If you don't see it, you don't believe it. So I'm going to ask again, who have believed the report? Who? Who have believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of the dry ground, out of a dry ground. He have no form or no comeliness. See, when God sent Jesus, he sent him and made him in a fashion that would not cause you to be distracted. He didn't make him a big, handsome, tall man. The Bible says, I want y'all to get this today. The Bible says that he have no form nor comeliness. So he didn't have all them buff muscles. That six pack. Oh, he eye candy. No. No. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire him. So he ain't even in a form where you got the lust after him. Or wish he was yours. He is despised and rejected of men. That's what he is. He ain't what society say he is. Pay attention. He's a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. This is scripture here. What are you going to believe? This is scripture right here. Isaiah 53, chapter 5, verse 5. Listen, this is scripture here. That he, when I say if he never enlightened me in his word before, he enlightened me in this scripture right here this morning. The name of the sermon is, you are healed. See, we don't really understand the magnitude of our healing, because we don't believe that we healed. We don't believe that we healed because he has not revealed his arm to us in totality. Why have God not revealed his arm to us in totality? Because we got to first experience something and become what he said we was, and what are we? Overcomers. In order to understand the revealing of his majesty. But he was wounded for our transgressions. Wounded is to cause bodily damage to. So no matter what it is, he was wounded for our transgressions. And what is transgression? We think it's sin, no. The Bible says transgression and iniquity. Okay? Why do we have two different? We think it's the same. Transgression is a failure to uphold the requirements of a law, duty, or obligation. He was wounded for our transgressions. Why was he wounded for our transgressions? Because he knew that we could not hold up the commandments. He knew we was going to fail at it. Why? How did he know that? Because we kept failing at it. So, if he wounded for our transgressions, then bodily harm came to him for what we did not do. What we did not do. We could not uphold it. The blood of the animals wasn't working. We was not keeping it together. We was killing. We was stealing. We was lying. We was, we was doing it all. Now imagine, we didn't even know we was doing it until he told us we was doing it. If he had not wrote the commandments and told us what not to do, we wouldn't have known that we were doing it. So he had to reveal some things to us. In the midst of him revealing these things to us, he was letting us, he said, you know what? I know that you cannot uphold what is you're obligated to uphold, because I asked y'all to do it and you wouldn't do it. I know it was a struggle for y'all, but because I love you so much, I'm going to give my son to take on everything I want to do to you. So to be wounded is to have bodily harm done to you. And that bodily harm could be in any form or any fashion. It could be in any form. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Now that's the sin. Iniquities is an immoral, wicked, or an unacceptable conduct, act, or practice, harmful or offensive, as in sin. Now that's what an iniquity was. So to be bruised is to be broken, hurt, or mangled. So not only did he receive bodily harm for what I did, he also was bruised for... I need to slow down. Because I'm trying to get through the scripture because I won't try to run again. Not only was he wounded for what I could not do, he was also bruised, broken, hurt, and mangled for what I did do. That's that iniquity. He got bodily harm done to him because I could not uphold my end of obligation. And then he got broken, hurt, and mangled because of my sin. That's what he did. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for the chastisement of our peace was upon him. That part right there, I got stuck. I'm gonna play this song that got me stuck this morning. Right after I tell y'all what I gotta say, I'm gonna play this song. So, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Chastisement is to inflict a penalty on for a fault or crime. It's to inflict punishment on as by whipping somebody. So, first he was wounded, then he was bruised, then he was chastised, all for one thing. So I can have peace. So what is peace? It's freedom from being disturbed or bothered by people, noise, pain, experiences, etc. What is peace? It's freedom from disquieting and oppressive thoughts or emotions. Peace is harmony in personal relationships. It's to be, become, or keep silent or quiet. Peace is a state of freedom from storm or disturbance. And then it goes on to say, and with his stripes we are healed. That's the name of the sermon. You are healed. Stripes is a stroke or a blow with a rod or a lash. And this is what he gave me this morning. He told me. Let me play this song for y'all. Listen to these words. Listen to these words. Get yellow sheets of paper, red pens. While y'all listening to these words, I want y'all to write down every problem, concern, every worry, every fear, every tear. Listen.
You gave your life for me.
I'ma be quiet until that song finishes. I want y'all to write down all this stuff. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Listen to these words.
You love me today.
ready to tell y'all what is burning down in the inside of me, because I'm going to give it to you just the way he gave it to me. I want y'all to say I. Just say I. Didn't deserve it. But the chastisement of my peace was upon him. And by his stripes, I am healed. So, because I am healed, I do not, and when I say I'm making it personal. See, because when he told me this morning, you are healed, and he gave me that scripture, I realized that I was making my own self sick. I was making my own self sick because I was so concerned about stuff that don't even exist anymore. See, the one thing that causes us not to have peace is our thoughts. Our thoughts is what make you sick. Your thoughts make you sick. And to everybody else, make you sick that you think about. How about that? So, how can I accept my healing? My healing come from him being chastised for my peace. He was bruised for everything that causes me to be disturbed. So I'm not going to be disturbed because I was exiled from my family. Why am I not going to be exiled? Because I got a family. Okay, let me start over. I don't want nobody confused. I got peace in knowing don't nobody want to talk to me in my family. Why do I have peace? Because it's enough folk talking to me enough already. So I got peace. I got peace, and I'm not going to worry about them not wanting to be involved in me, because his chastisement, he was bruised, he was beaten, so that my peace was upon him. He wanted to make sure that I had peace. So I got to make sure I remember what he said, that if I don't deny my mother, my father, my sister, or my brother, and claim him as my savior, then I'm not even worthy to go to the kingdom. So I got peace that they denied me and his burden was light, and I didn't have to do it on my own. Because it would have been a burden. So because he knew that was going to be hard for me to do, he said, you know what, I'm going to let him do it to her. So that way she can have some peace. She can have some peace in knowing that she was engrafted. See, I got peace in knowing that I am healed. That's the name of the sermon. You are healed. I am healed from being or feeling or thinking or believing I'm rejected. Ain't that what that was? I'm not rejected. I'm not rejected because everything that Jesus did for me, he showed me that I was valuable. So when you reject me or don't want to be around me, it's not that you are rejecting me. It's just that you don't understand my value. I'm too valuable for you. Some of us do not know how to appreciate a diamond that's in the rough. Some of us don't know how to appreciate the rubies and the precious gems. Some of us don't know. So I got peace in knowing that I am valuable because Jesus proved to me that I am valuable and I'm not rejected by nobody. I'm not. You not reject. What make you think? Don't feel hurt when you in a relationship and they choose somebody else or want to be with somebody else. Don't feel hurt. You better rejoice because you don't know what God's sparing you from. Because you're too valuable to be destroyed. Let me tell you what God told me. The Lord told me when I felt like, because the enemy would bring some things to your thoughts, when I felt like I was being rejected because somebody else was chosen instead of me, in spite of what God said, when I felt like I was rejected, the Lord said, and this was months later, y'all, because I couldn't hear clearly because of my brokenness and my pain. This is what he said. He said, I spared you in the nick of time. Because if I had allowed that relationship to continue, he would have destroyed everything that I put inside of you. Because it would have caused things to resurface. Because out of all them years, I was believed that I was healed from rejection. Until that took place in my life. And when that took place in my life, I had that feeling again. And the Lord said, you weren't rejected, baby. He said, everybody don't see the value in you that I see. And if I put something down inside of you, man can't destroy it. The Bible says that. He won't let. See, it's just like that person would have been getting God's glory out of me. And what did he say? No man would get his glory or take it. No person. So you are healed. You heal from feeling rejected because God engrafted you into a whole nother family. So if that family don't want you or that family ain't there, then guess what? Okay, accept it. Accept it as they don't know my value, but they will. Y'all better ask Joseph. They will. You are healed from the brokenness in your heart, even from that relationship. Because the Bible says that the chastisement of our peace was upon him. So I do not have to stay in that place of brokenness because he said he anointed to heal the broken heart. So I gotta accept the situation and believe that I'm healed from brokenness. How can I believe that? Because the first scripture I read, who is gonna believe our report? And who have God revealed his arm to? God will not, cannot, shall not reveal his arm to you just by nothing. Did y'all hear what I say? You got to experience something in order for God. He say, the closer you get to me, I tell you my secrets and I reveal my mysteries. How can that mystery be revealed to you if you ain't even experienced nothing? He can't reveal his arm to you. He cannot reveal. Thank you, Lord. He cannot reveal his abilities to you if there's nothing there for him to show you he's able. How can he reveal his arm? How can he reveal his power? We see it all the time. But it's hard for us to believe it, right? If it was not hard for us to believe it, the scientists wouldn't contradict it. They wouldn't. They wouldn't. I saw a picture today, yesterday, and they showed the skeleton of a monkey and the skeleton of a human being next to one another. And all I can do, I ain't even trying to compare it. I just look like, why they got people thinking and believing we evolved? Because how can you evolve from one thing to another unless something died first? Talking spiritually. How? Okay. The butterfly. It's got to die first before it becomes a butterfly, right? So it transforms from one thing to another. It first was on the ground, and then it died, and when it evolved, it was in the air. So, how can I evolve from an ape to a human? Because, and scientists are so stupid. Pay attention to this logic, y'all, please. Apes live for hundreds of years. Do they not? Apes outlive humans. How can we evolve from an ape to a human when they don't die like we do? How? If that ain't logic, I don't know what it is. So, I got peace in knowing that I don't have to debate with a scientist. Because they stupid and God ain't. I got my peace in that. So I ain't gotta sit down and ponder and try to figure out, or what do you say, Friday, have a thesis about it. I don't. The chastisement of my peace was so upon him until I got peace in any and every area of my life. None broken, none missing, nothing lacking. I got peace in. Let me sit up here and tell y'all how my. I'm going to talk about Yvette because I can't talk about nobody else. So, I first had to believe that God was a healer. But in order for me to believe that God was a healer, I had to experience some diseases, some sickness, some aches, and some pains for to see his arm, his abilities. So I got peace within myself. I ain't talking about nobody else. That not even a headache cannot be healed by God. I don't need no Tylenol because I believe by his stripes I'm healed. I believe I'm healed because I experienced so much that the scientists said I could not be healed from, and I'm healed today. Let me give y'all some examples. I had a stroke when I was 34 years old. I was paralyzed from my neck down, twisted up, mangled, deformed, took feet, body parts going every which way but the right way. I could not walk, could not talk, could not do anything for myself. They say when a person have a stroke that they cannot understand or hear anything that you are saying to them, but they want you to keep talking to them for it to stimulate the neurons in their brain. Now, this is what the man said. This is what the people said and what they put in black and white. As I had these issues going on with me, the first thing that I experienced was paralyzation. I was paralyzed and I could not move. And it started gradually. In the midst of it starting gradually, it all happened at one time. And when I stood there and I looked at that nurse and I said, this is what I said to her. I say, I feel confused. Literally, when I said that, I do not remember nothing else. I was in intensive care for 2 weeks straight. All kind of tubes coming, couldn't even breathe for myself. Could not do anything, had tubes in my stomach to feed me, all that stuff. Listen to this when I sit up here and tell you. I listened all the while I was laying there and heard the doctors tell my mom, my sister, and my daughter, and my son, we cannot tell you what is going on with your daughter, but that she has had several seizures, and she has had several strokes and a major stroke, and we do not even know why. She did not have an aneurysm, nor did she have any blood clots. None of that is going on with her. We trying to figure out what's going on with her. We do not know. She cannot swallow. She can't move. She can't. So this is what we're doing, and this is what we're doing. And the state that she is in, and she's been in this state for so long, until her mind would never cause her to be the same again. If she ever come out of this situation, she'll be close to a vegetable. This is what they told my mama. I was 34. I didn't say I was 58 Friday. Thank you, Jesus. So listen to this. As I lay there and I listened, tears was just rolling out my eyes. Just like, and all the time, the Lord was telling me, he said, I'm not going to heal you. I'm going to make you whole. I'm not going to heal you. I'm going to make you whole. All the time he was telling me that. All the time. And then so as days went by, the people was coming. They was praying for me. And I was just laying there. I know I've told this story 100 times, but I can't help it, y'all. And as I was laying there, the Lord was showing me. He was literally showing me what he was going to have me doing, where he was going to take. And I was like, Lord, well, how is this going to happen, Lord? And I'm laying up in his bed. I can't do nothing that you're saying that I'm going to do. I cannot. He said, do you believe me? I say, I believe you, God. I said, I believe any and everything that you are going to do for me. I just don't believe it can be done now. Did you hear what I say? See, I like to be honest with God. Because I'm hearing what these people saying. I'm trying to understand, and I can't fathom how it's going to happen. And so as I laid there, I did not allow my thoughts to kill my trust in him. Because I believed him and I trusted him. But my thoughts, because of what I was going through, because of that. And all the time, I didn't realize and understand that he told me this morning when he was showing me this stuff. I did not understand that he was showing me the chastisement of my peace was upon. He wanted me to come to a place of peace and knowing what he said by making me whole. But I wasn't in no peace because of what I was going through, because of my thoughts. So I'm sitting here to tell you today, do not allow your thoughts to think, to make you think or believe that there is no peace. Everything that he went through it so that you can have peace and knowing that I'm going to get past it. I went through that molestation 3 different times in my life at 3 different ages with these different men that I thought and believed because I had peace inside of me. He allowed me to go through that to show me the peace that I have, that it would not break me. It's, see, Because going through that, it'll break a person. It'll break them in their mind to make them think and believe that that's what I'm for. It'll break them and make them think and believe, oh, I'm tainted and ain't nobody gonna want me. It'll make them believe. See, everything that I went through was to give me peace in my mind and show me what? Say value. I'm valuable. It don't matter what nobody else do to me. You can do whatever you want to do to me. You can say whatever you want to say to me. You can try to defame me. I got peace, baby, because the defamation that you putting on me, you ain't doing nothing but introducing me. So my peace goes in that I'm a strain on your brain. You ain't one on mine. So I got my peace in knowing that you even see my value. You see my value so much until you try to degrade it, when in actuality you ain't doing nothing but lifting me up. I got peace in that. I got peace in knowing without a shadow of a doubt that when you put them knives in my back, baby, I ain't got to worry about them puncturing me, because I got shields, protection, bulwarks, all kind of stuff around me. So whatever fiery dart you throwing at me, it can't burn me up. Because I can walk through the fire, baby, because I got that peace and knowing I ain't walking alone. I got peace in that. Even when I'm by myself, I'm not lonely at all. Because I got peace in knowing that God is there. Oh, I want to talk to somebody. Oh, I just want to vent. He called me his friend. I don't need none. I got him. My peace is in that. But he had to teach me that through the experience of that person that I took under my wing. I love them so much. I confided so much in. And they betrayed me, or they talked about me, or they became my Judas. I got peace in knowing I got a friend. I ain't got to worry about betraying me. And guess what? He know how to keep a secret. He ain't going to hold it against me. He ain't going to look at me and talk about me or look at me funny. I got so much peace in the chastisement of my peace. He wanted to make sure I had so much peace. And so even when I did not have, he said, don't worry, I got you. Why? I want you to worry about what you want to eat, what you want to sleep, where you got. You ain't got to worry. I told y'all when I slept in my car, me and my kids, and used my clothes for covers. Because again, my family wasn't there. I got peace in knowing that he took care of me when I did not know what I was going to eat or even feed my kids. Baby, strangers was walking up to me. And all I could think about was when he told the prophet to go and sit by the brook. He didn't even send a human. He sent a bird. Did you hear what I say? I got peace in knowing I'm not going to lack. I'm not going to lack anything. So I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I got peace because it's my peace. He made sure he was chastised that I may get it. So even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, baby, I ain't even afraid of that. My peace is that even if death come, to be absent from the body is to be present with him. I got peace in that. I got peace in that. I got so much peace. Because God is an invisible God. And because I can't see him, I got so much peace that if I close my eyes, I trust him. Even if I can't see him. If I can't get to him right away, I know he is near. Because he said he'll never leave me. Ever. Never, ever, baby. Or forsake me. So I got peace in that. peace in that. It don't not. Listen to me. You are healed today. You are healed from any and everything that either happened to you in your childhood that caused you to make you think and believe that you got to be self-conscious about yourself. I'm not self-conscious about anything about me even anymore, even my stomach. Because he say I am wonderfully and beautifully made. So I got peace in that. Did you hear what I say? It don't, I got peace. And no, I do not care. Did I say I don't give a rat's tail? I don't give a rat's tail what nobody else think of me. I got peace in knowing that God sees the best in me. Even when I didn't see it myself. So I'm healed from worrying about what other people say about me. I'm healed because I'm not ashamed or embarrassed about what I went through, so I can talk about it. And in the midst of me talking about it, I don't care what you think. I don't care how you look at me, because I'm healed. I'm free from that. I'm free from worrying about what you say because of what I think. I'm not going to think about what you thinking about what you think about me, because I don't give a rat's tail. So I'm healed from that. I'm healed from that. And I'm going to walk with my head up and not my chin and my neck. I am not going to walk around and feel degraded or segregated as if I got to separate myself or not, or just be off to myself. And God said differently. I got peace in that. I'm not going to be afraid if you want to walk away. I'm going to run and open the door for you. I promise you. Listen to me. When the Lord had me read them scriptures today, it hit a little different. It caused peace to just shower down upon me. Let me tell you something. My daughter didn't talk to me at a time in her life for 3 years straight. Did you hear what I say? 3 years straight, broke me. I only got one daughter. About broke me in half. And one day I was laying on my face and I was praying, and the Lord said, you ain't got to worry about that. I'm going to reconcile that, and the latter going to be better than the. So, because I spoiled my children. Oh, from when they was little all the way up. And I sheltered my kids. Why did I do that? Because I did not want them to go through what I went through, especially my daughter. I was really, really overprotective of her. I didn't want her to experience the molesting or somebody trying to touch her. And guess what? It still happened. It still, because that's her journey. So the Lord started showing me all these things this morning. And I got peace in knowing that my children is in the hands of the Lord. So I got peace, and whatever they experience, that's for their learning. It's for their experience. I can't stop it and I can't shut down. I don't care when I sit up here and tell y'all I tried with any and that. I ain't want no man around my daughter. Because I didn't want to go to him or jail. And when I found out, I tried to kill the man, which was my sister's ex-husband. I had to learn to have peace when he say vengeance is mine. Peace in that. So how do we get peace, y'all? Acceptance. We cannot be free in our minds and in our hearts if we don't accept. You, listen to me today, you guys. Peace is available and acceptable. All we got to do is simply believe God. That's it. That's it. He was bruised. He was chastised. He was beat. He was slaughtered. Literally slaughtered. He did all this that we can have that one thing, peace. Peace brings about freedom. Now, he never said that these experiences weren't going to hurt. He never said that. He never said that it wasn't going to come upon you. Because he said no weapon formed against you. Don't you know weapons are formed against you merely because the enemy want to break you so that you won't believe God? Have peace today and knowing that no matter what happened, I'm healed from any and every sickness. Please understand, all healing may not be right now healing. Did you hear what I say? Not isolated with the issue of blood. Was she not healed because she put her trust in the wrong person or the wrong things? Yes. But when she just heard, did y'all get that? She just heard about Jesus. It shifted everything that she thought. We know that God is not a God of division. Have peace in your mind that even if you feel like you've been divided by somebody or something, it is not division. It's separation. Because sometimes God have to separate some things and some people in order for you to accept. What am I trying to accept? Everything. Because sometimes we be too distracted. The lady with the issue of blood was so distracted by her circumstance. And so the Bible declares, listen to this, that she spent everything that she had. And when she didn't have nothing else, then that's when she went to Jesus. Don't let him be your last resort. And we do it all so often. Don't let him be your last resort. Have peace in the what? Knowing. Change your prayer song. Lord, y'all wrote this stuff down? Lord, I'm just coming to you just like I am. Messed up, brokenhearted, scared, ashamed, embarrassed. I'm coming to you with all this stuff. I understand, God, that I have to experience some things and go through some things, and I understand all this. Even though I understand it, Lord, it's hard for me to accept it, because I don't want to accept it. It's dampened me. It dampened me and it put me in a place where I don't know what's next. And so I'm trying to work it out my own self. I don't want to keep trying to work it out myself.
Thank you, Jesus. I pray for you. I pray for you.
I don't want to keep trying to work it out myself, because every time I try to work it out myself, it put me in a place of despair. And I can't understand what my value is to you.
I want to be free right now.
because you died for me, God. You sent your son that I may be able to be free. I may be able to be whole. You sent him so that I can understand the magnitude of even my sins. See, you healed me, God, even from my own sins. You healed me not just from my own sins, but you healed me from those transgressions, those things that I could not uphold, that stuff that you had obligated me to, God. I couldn't get past it and get over it, but the blood of your son healed me. You thought that I was so valuable thousands of years ago that when you thought about me then, your thoughts were so far ahead that you wanted to make sure that I was in existence today. That's what you did. You did these things so that I would not be bound and a slave to my flesh that causes me to want to get revenge or cause me to premeditate on the next. See, you did all this thousands of years ago so that I can recognize that my future was in existence from the past mistakes of my ancestors. See, you wanted me to have a future. You didn't want me to walk around and believe that I was cursed from my last generation. You freed me from that generational curse of mental instability. You freed me from that generational curse of incest in the families. You freed me from that generational curse of blood disorders, sugar diabetes, and high blood pressure. You freed me from having thoughts of suicide and depression. You freed me from thinking and believing that I was not worthy or I was not valuable. You freed me from thinking and believing that I was alone when you were there. You did all these things for me, Jesus, so that I would not walk around and feel as if I'm down here. When you put me up here, when you shed your blood, you was chastised, you was bruised, you was beat, and they killed you that I could be free. You healed me from all that. You healed me from all that. So I ain't gotta walk around and degrade myself. I ain't gotta do that because I'm healed. I'm healed from all sickness in the body. Because every stripe, every time they tore the flesh off your back, that was to let me know that every sickness I went through, I'm healed through that. He said, by his stripes, I'm healed. So, when I got the mumps, the measles, and the chicken pox all at one time, and they said that I wasn't going to live, there was three different stripes that caused me to be healed. Did y'all hear what I say? When they told me that they had to operate on my brain and put a shunt in my head so that I would be able to think straight, and the fluid wasn't going to drown my brain, that was another stripe that caused me to be healed. When I was brokenhearted from that man that walked away, or that man that beat me,
or that man that physically abused me, or the one that sexually violated me. There were stripes too that caused me to be healed. When I thought that I was going to die and not live, because they conquered even death, I'm healed even from the grave. Did y'all hear what I say? You are healed today from everything that you thought was causing you to be ashamed of, and you was embarrassed. Nah, you didn't go through that for shame and embarrassed. You went through it to experience it so that you can know that you are healed from it and not subjected to it, and you can let somebody else know, oh, you can overcome it because I did. You healed, baby. You healed. You healed from the fear of approachment. See, some of us is afraid to approach some things, some people, some situations. You free and you heal from being afraid to approach some things. You know why? Because Jesus died that you may be healed from it all. From it all. You healed even from poverty. Did you hear what I say? Did you? Y'all ain't getting it. You healed from penury, rubbing them two nickels together. You healed. You healed from lack or even want, because he said, not only is he your shepherd, he said, you shall not want. So you healed even from the lust, because he said that if you delight in me, I'm going to give you everything you want anyway. You healed. You healed from masturbation and degradation. They try to put degradation on us, even from the very top with the president. He even trying to say now that a nurse don't have no value. I'm healed because I got a doctor. I don't even need a nurse. Huh. I don't even need a nurse, baby. Huh. I'm healed already. I'm not degraded or segregated. That's your mentality. Because I was engrafted in. And because I was engrafted in, and you can't see my value, you need to understand you can't see my value because I'm royalty and you not. Huh. I'm healed from thinking and believing that I'm the tail and not the head, baby. I'm healed from that, thinking that I'm not good enough. Baby, I ain't calling and asking for nothing because I'm the lender and not the borrower. I'm healed. I'm healed from scraping and scruffing. You know why? Because he has allowed me to be a good steward. So I'm not going to squander and become like the prodigal child. Because I learned from his mistake and his testimony that I know who my provider is. And I ain't anxious for nothing. You ain't even got to give me my inheritance. Hold on to it. It's going to get some interest. I'm healed. I'm healed. You are healed today. You are healed today. No more tossing and turning. Because you got so much peace, you're going to get some sweet sleep. I don't need no pain pill to stop me from hurting. Because his blood, that drop of blood that he shed it for me, that right there got me covered. Huh. It got me covered. I am healed. That's it. And you got to keep saying, you get that phone call and it try to rattle you, you say it out loud. Even in the midst of it, they're going to think you crazy. I am healed. I'm healed. So you ain't going to obstruct me with your foolishness. You ain't going to contaminate my healing with your disease. Because I'm healed. I'm healed from that. And because I'm healed, I'm going to try to help you to get healed because I'm familiar with it. I'm familiar with that sickness. I'm familiar with that pain. I'm familiar with that heartache, the brokenness, and the loneliness. So I'm healed. I don't, who healed today? Claim your healing. Everything that you wrote down on that paper, put it on the altar. Start praying for yourself. Start thanking God for the healing. That's what you do. Start thanking Him for the... Let me tell you something. The Lord opened up my understanding today. He said, thousands and thousands of years ago, listen to this. I know the thoughts that I have towards you that are good and not evil. So thousands and thousands of years ago, He thought about us today. Thousands and thousands of years ago, He thought about us today. He gave the Old Testament as a schoolmaster that it can help us to understand what we obtain through Jesus. It's all these experiences, all these situations, all this stuff that happened then is to help us to understand that we are free from it because there's nothing new under the sun. Everything that you're going through now, somebody went through in the Bible. Even the serial killing, y'all. It's in the book. The incest. The same sex. All the stuff in the book. These are all examples for us. And He knew that we couldn't keep it. He knew we weren't going to stop doing that stuff. So He sent His Son Jesus that He could free us from it. Did He? He sent His Son Jesus to free us from it. Y'all think about the prophet. We wonder why our mates, our husbands, and our wives keep walking away and not holding up. The Bible says that the prophet married this lady and she was a prostitute. And the Bible says she'll come home and be okay for a little while. And then after a little while, she'll leave. The Bible says, prophet, go and get her. Come on back home, baby. Come on, baby. She'll come back home, stay for a little while, and then she'll go again. The Lord said, because y'all know He is somebody God. The Lord said, I need you to understand that this is how my people do. See, God have to teach us something through what we're going through. You know? So what we're going through, He's teaching us so that we won't keep doing it. And because He knows that it's hard for us, He wants us to have peace and knowing that Jesus paid the price for it all. So we ain't got to be embarrassed. We ain't got to be ashamed. We ain't got to go. Baby, if you feel like crying, cry. If you want to keep crying, keep a hole in that wall. I promise y'all I got somebody to fix. Whatever it is that you need to do to allow yourself to be free and healed, do it. That means you got to accept it. And accepting it, you got to face it. And while we always point the finger at others, it's 3 points back at us. While you point that finger, God is trying to point some things out of you so that you can see you and then you can help them not to. Y'all getting it? Write them things down. Put them on the altar. When you get them, stay on the altar and pray for yourself. Oh God. We worry about the wrong stuff. Stop worrying so much. he coming back. I'm gonna start this from the beginning.
Thank you, Jesus. I pray for you. I pray for you. I'm gonna use your story. I wanna be free right now. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord.
Just tell me.
I wanna be free right now. Tell the Lord.
Freedom means healing, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, I give you every failure.
All
God, I give you every secret in my life. God, I give you every hidden thing. I'm ready. Shake it off.
Hey! Jesus! Removing that ball and chain off my leg, God. breaking every generational curse. Thank you, God, for freeing us in our mind from that thought. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You've done so much. You're so merciful. You're so kind. You're so loving. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual on this altar. You know what each and every last one of us need, Lord. You know his name by name. You number the hairs on our head. You know, Father God, any and everything that we didn't experience and even what we done went through, Father God, and that thing that put us in a place of brokenness, that place, God, that we do not even want to or cannot even crawl out of by ourselves. Lord, we're coming to you on today, Father God, and we're emptying ourselves out to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you is the one that can handle it all, God. Lord, you have enriched us with your word on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and I'm asking you right now to comfort the hearts. Comfort the hearts and the minds on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your people will not be stricken or even conflicted in their minds, God, causing them to think and believe that it would not change. Oh God, you sent your son Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to be free from all these things, because you said the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Everything that caused us, Father God, to go into a place of sin, iniquity, transgression, God, you put it upon him that we may have peace and knowing, Lord, that we will and can be forgiven. So, Lord, help your people on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, not to beat themselves up thinking and believing that you will not forgive. Because you said, Lord, that if we consider and turn, God, that you will not just forgive us, but you'll throw it in the seat of forgetfulness. So help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to even forgive ourselves for and turn from their sin. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to open up our hearts that you may be able to reside down in the inside of us and comforting us, God, and that's where our peace will reside, because we have that assurance and confidence in you that you're going to handle it and you're going to take care of it, that you're going to fix it, you're going to change it, you're going to rearrange it, Lord. Oh God, I'm asking you to go into the homes on today, Father God, go into the marriages. Go into the hospital, God. In EQIG, Okomande Lobosi. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now, Dioko Sunday Lobosi, to do what you do best, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and that's restore your people. Restore your people right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they may know without Dioko Sunday Lobosi, that they will not be in a place of want, that you are the provider. Restore your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your people would not be in a place, Father God, of doubt. Because, Lord, you say that if we come to you believing, God, that you will reward us. So I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to remove the stumbling blocks and barriers that we build up our own self, brick by brick, mortar by mortar, Father, keeping you out, Lord. We're opening ourselves up today, Father God, and welcoming you in. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do it on today, God. I'm asking you to comfort the hearts of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not be in a place of grief. I'm asking you to comfort the hearts of your people today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not be in a place of anger. I'm asking you to comfort the hearts of your people today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not be in a place, Father God, that make them think and believe that they have to do this in order for this to happen. When you know all things, Father, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the beginning and the end, God. You already wrote our story. Even though everybody don't know our story, Father God, we know, Father God, that you are a game changer. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now to change the game. Change the hearts. Change the minds. Oh, Lord, we have made our petition on and we put all these things on the altar. And we trust it and we believe it, Father God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. So we're giving it to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we're not going to take it back home with us. We're going to leave it right here, Lord, because we know that you are capable and even able. Lord, I'm asking you to touch the finances of your people. Touch their living situations. Touch any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes your people to think and believe the opposite
of what you've already declared. I'm asking you to do it even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. You may be seated if you want to. Listen to me when I sit up here too, because I pray to God it was something that was said on today to make you understand that you are healed. That you are healed. Stop thinking and believing that you ain't. I don't care what area is in. You are healed. And say it to yourself, the Lord gonna heal my marriage. The Lord gonna heal my home. The Lord gonna heal my body. The Lord gonna heal my finances. And then just believe it. In the midst of it, while you in the waiting, guess what he's doing for you? He healing you. He healing you. Come on, you guys. Let's get God a hand clap to pray. Let's run this out. Everybody in the safety. Thank you, Jesus. You are healed. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You healed. Bottom line, you healed. The end, you healed. It's finished, you healed. You just healed. Believe that. When you in a conversation, because I keep seeing conversations on phones. When you in a conversation on the phone and a person say something or make a statement that triggers you, say, I'm healed from that. I ain't even mad at that. I'm healed from having a quick temper or attitude problem. I'm healed from not loving them or trying to love them. I'm loving them. The Bible say, what a man thinketh, so shall he be. Oh, it's hard for me to love them. And no, it's not. You got to choose to do it. It's hard for me to forgive. No, it's not. You got to choose to do it. It's hard for me to get over it. No, it's not. You got to choose to do it. Life is a big old choice. In every area. I don't know why I keep seeing phones and things that is being said on the phone is triggering folk. Listen. When somebody's saying something that you don't agree with or make you feel some type of way, say, Lord, forgive them and help me to forgive them because they know not what they do. They know not what they say. They know. For real. For real, for real. I told y'all that the devil is a spirit just like God is. So he can jump from person to person because he want a body that he can reside in so that he can distort the truth. I'm telling you, I have witnessed it and seen this with my own two eyes. It's real. For real. Father God, touch your people that they may be able to have discernment, the gift of discernment. See, the Bible says that when you become in Christ and receive the Holy Ghost, you will be able to discern good from evil. But in the book of Corinthians, it talks about the nine gifts of the Spirit. Y'all should study the gifts of the Spirit. The nine gifts of the Spirit talks about the gift of discernment of all spirits, so that you may be able to recognize these spirits. So you, it'll be easier for you to forgive folk because it ain't them, it's that spirit. It's in Corinthians. And you'll be able to recognize some stuff. It ain't the people, it's the spirits. And then that will help you to forgive. The spirit of accusation. That's a spirit that Jezebel carried. I did tell y'all that Jezebel was not a whoremonger. She never was a whoremonger. Ever. Study Jezebel. Jezebel was faithful and true to her husband, and she loved him so much until she killed for him. Jezebel was a liar, a deceiver, a manipulator, and a master accuser. Chief accuser. She was a liar. She was all these things, but she never, ever cheated on her husband. And the only home she broke in was the family when she killed the man. Had the man killed for her husband. I was raised up thinking Jezebel was a whoremonger and a home wrecker. They made me think that I had to wear dresses all the way down to my knees because only Jezebel wore short dresses above the knees. That's a lie. Jezebel, y'all do know that Jezebel was from royalty. She was the king's wife. Read up on Jezebel. She was the king's wife. She said, you ain't got to buy nothing for him. Just take it. You're the head man in charge. He was like, nah, we're going to just leave him alone. Jezebel was so attentive to her husband until she knew something bothered him just by looking at him. For the Bible declares that when Jezebel came upon her husband, that she saw his countenance was lost. So she just looked at him and knew something was wrong. She's like, well, what's wrong with you? And so he shared it with her. She was like, you ain't got to take it. He was like, nah. And she was like, it's going to be yours. Don't worry. I got this, baby. You ain't got to go. So she went behind her husband's back and got that man killed by accusing him, lying, deceiving, manipulating. So trust me when I sit up here and tell you, we ain't got that. So I'm finna share something with y'all right quick. One day I was sitting at home and the Lord was talking to me. And I got concerned about dying at a young age. Because my father died at a young age. My sister, she died at a young age. So I was concerned about that. And so my father side of the family. Because y'all do know that men beget children, not women. Our lineage comes from the man's side of the family, not the woman's side. And so, in the midst of it, this I know I'm free. Listen to this. First, the Lord had to prepare my heart for something. He had to first prepare my heart to accept the truth, to face some things, and to approach some things. And so, the first thing that he prepared me for is what he said. He said, the man that they say is your dad is not your dad. Okay? So, the man that I thought was my biological father was not my biological father. And because it just sounded so far-fetched, the Lord said, you don't believe me? He said, your real daddy name is Leroy Johnson. Just like that. He said, oh, you still don't believe me? He said, so after you get through taking, you know, giving your mama a bath and you feeding her food while you combing her hair, he said, ask her, do she know a man named Leroy Johnson? Just like that. I said, okay. I was in my late 30s. This is how he prepared me. Check this out. Listen to me for real, for real. It all collaborating with the scripture, you are healed. The sermon today. And so while I was calling my mama here, I said, mama, do you know this man named Leroy Johnson? My mama turned her head and looked at me real strange. And she said, yeah, I do. Where you get that name from? just like that. I say, the Lord gave me that name. She say, what else did he tell you? And I ain't say nothing. I say, I can't, the Lord ain't releasing me to say it. And I walked away from her, because that's what he told me to do. Asked her, did she know a Leroy Johnson? And when she turn and tell you, walk away. So I walked away. And when I went back upstairs, I was just crying and screaming and hollering. I was like, well, he said, I told you. You ain't believe me. You know, so now some years went by. Okay? Now I'm in my 40s. My early 40s. And in the midst of it, I got concerned about dying early. Because my sister and my father died early. And so he had to let me know that you ain't gonna die early, because that's not even your lineage. He told me, he said, I had to cut off that lineage. Y'all better read the book. He said, because of their generational sins that they never stopped. And so, I got to thinking. So the man that they said is my father is not my father. He only had two kids, me and my sister. And my sister dead. But because I'm not attached to that generation, I'm healed from all generational curses. So I ain't have to be afraid. I ain't have, because I'm healed. Where? Because it started in my mind. It started in my mind. And because I believed what God said to me, he said, you know what? You're going to get an inheritance from him and from your original father, your biological father. And it happens all the time. Because every so many years, I get an inheritance from him. Because they sell some land and stuff. That, my father died. Supposed to be my biological father when I was like 8, 7 or 8. And I'm 58 today. So listen to me when I sit up here and tell you. You are healed. Listen, y'all ain't that, get this. My sister, this is how you got to believe God and have it in your heart. No women on my father's side gave birth to a child but his mama. Just his mom. She had children, but none of the women had children. Not one of them. Are y'all paying attention? Because the Lord said that he had to cut that lineage, had to go. But, so my sister got pregnant like 4 or 5 times. All the way up until she was even have stillborn kids. She died and did not have not one child. Now mind you, she was part of the lineage with the generational curse that God told me that he had to sever from the land because of his sin. I wasn't. But I thought I was. And because I thought it was, it put a fear inside of me thinking, I was out at a young age too. Read the book. Please, y'all, search them scriptures. In the New Testament, there was a family. And the Bible says that he cut them all off at young age because of their sin, them generational curses. What did he say today? We heal from generational curses. Why are we healed from generational curses, y'all? Because you are engrafted in a whole nother family of royalty.
So it don't matter what. Oh, diabetes running my family. I'm healed from that generational curse. I ain't got it and ain't gonna get it. High blood pressure, cancer running my family. It's stopping right now. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Through what? The blood of Jesus. You are healed. That's the name of the sermon. You are healed. You are healed. How do I know that I'm healed? Even though they tried to make me to be well, they said I would never have kids. I had four. Two of them died. But I got two. Are y'all following me? It don't matter what. Just say I'm healed. Come on, y'all. Raise your hands. I am healed. I'm healed from any and everything in my mind, any and everything in my thoughts, any and every generational curse, any and everything that was done, that tried to be done. I'm healed. That's it. Any mental disorders. Because let me tell you something. Tragedy can make you flip the strip in your mind. My auntie, I was a little girl, teenage, just going into teenage years. I never forget it. My auntie flipped the script because she loved her husband so much. And when she came home from work, she caught him in bed with another man. She went crazy, literally lost it. I ain't talking about, lost it. Until when she died in an asylum. I know this man that literally died from a broken heart. Literally. Was married to his wife for 30-some years. 30-some years. And he was a prophet. And they was in church. And she was like, I want a divorce. Mind you, people in her ear trying to tell her what. And God, let me tell you something. That man stood in front of me. He said, prophet. He said, I told the Lord that what he finna give me, because he was finna be a millionaire. Literally signed the paper to get all this money. I mean millions of dollars, at least 10. And he stood in front of my face and he told me, he said, if I can't have my wife to share it with, I don't even want to live. Then he said, if you can't ever get in touch with me, I'm going to give you my number to my mama. Because she'll know where I'm at and such, such, such. So I hear from her for about 2 weeks. I'm like, what in the world? So I used that number. And his mom was like, is this prophet, man? I say, yeah. He told me so much about you. And I've been waiting for your phone call. I said, well, I've been calling him for 2 weeks. Such, 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 such. She said, well, baby, he did. She said, we had not heard from him for about 3 or 4 days. And we went over to his house and we couldn't get in. So I asked the manager to open up the door. And we opened up the door and went in there. And he was laying in the bed. He had no clothes on. And he had his Bible open. And his Bible was open to God go get his people rest. He died in his sleep. He did not want to leave. He did not want to inherit nothing if he could not share it with his wife. He died from a broken heart. Just broken. That's why Jesus said, I am anointed to heal the broken heart. We get so low. And so I know. I told y'all about that man I was in love with so much until the thought of me not being with him, I got weak and I hit the floor. I get in a fetal position. I just get to crying and screaming and crying and screaming.
baby, I went to church and I was praying. I was like, Lord, I need you to heal me. Baby, I ain't been the same since. He healed me from that broken heart. Because it would have killed me. Graveyard did. And this is why he said, love nothing and nobody more than him. Because it'll kill us. We don't understand it. I ain't understand it until just now at this second. All them years, he just revealed it to me just now. It'll kill us. It'll kill us. So we have to understand that we are healed even from that. We are healed, y'all. Claim your healing. Just claim it. The devil trying to tell you you crazy or you mad. I'm healed. Told you they wanted to put me in a crazy house. They called the people on me. Got a petition, baby. Went to the court. Got a petition. Did you hear what I said? And I was in my 20s. We talk about the first time they took me to a crazy house. When I was just a teenager. I'm just saying. Baby, you are healed even from mental disturbances in your mind. You ain't crazy. People just don't understand. They just don't understand the brokenness, the hurt, the pain, the way. They don't understand. And because they don't understand it, they fear it. And they fear make them react in a way that they regret later. All because of their misunderstanding. For real. And I just believe God. Come on, y'all. Let's get out of here now. You are healed. But y'all remember that when you get the feeling down low, whatever it is, I'm healed. I'm healed. If you feel like that, when y'all come up here to get ready to get y'all offering and we get ready to dismiss, I'll make sure that I put oil on everybody in. Listen to me. You are healed from any and everything. I don't care. You ain't got to worry about if you ain't... your living situation. I'm healed from this. Just say, I got the victory.
I have the victory.
I mean, come on. Everybody, real loud, on three, at one time. One, two, three. I got the victory. I got the victory. I ain't even worried about nothing. I'm so free today. I'm just saying how he opened that thing up to me this morning early. I'm just free for. I'm healed from it all. I don't care. It don't matter to me. This is what my daughter said this morning to me. She said, "Mommy," she said, "did your nephew call you or text you happy birthday or whatever?" I say, "No, but I'm healed from that. I don't care if don't nobody. I'm healed. I'm just thankful I sent another year. I'm healed. See, because if you ain't healed, you get offended. It's an offense. Yes. Say it again. A heal from offenses. That's it. Come on. Heal from offenses. I'm so healed from offenses until I ain't even got to defend myself. I ain't got to prove nothing. I ain't got to try to convince you of nothing. I'm healed from that. And my daughter just bust out laughing. She said, "Mommy, you're something else." I say, "Sure is. I'm something else." I am not that no more. I'm healed. I'm something else. Literally. I'm healed from that. I got healed from, you know how people lie and you know they gonna lie? Or you can tell that they lying. I'm healed from trying to get the truth in them. Listen to this. When I say I'm healed from that, because you get in trouble, not me. So I'm healed from trying to stop you from not getting healed.
Because we could try so hard. And for so until we start erring. Because we get angry or we get mad or we start pointing the finger and wagging the head. We start judging. We get to doing too much. So I'm healed because I ain't gotta convince you. That word should persuade you. You know, it's gonna persuade you. And if it don't, it ain't my job to. Because why it ain't my job? He said one plant the seed, one water, and God get an increase. So I may plant the seed, I can't get mad at you because you ain't watered. I'ma get mad at you. That's number one error. You see what I'm saying? So I ain't taking it personal. I'm making it personal. I'm making it about my soul salvation. And if I don't do it that way, then I'm not healed. How can I be healed? Nope, because I'm still cutting the eye and wagging the head like the wood. I'm so tired of it. Nope, I ain't tired. Sure ain't. I ain't tired yet. So I thank God for his word on today, y'all. Come on, one more time. I'm going to play this song. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Because he loved us just like that. Thank you, Jesus. I pray to God it was something said on today. Isaiah 53. Y'all need to please study that chapter because it'll help you to get past and get over some stuff. I ain't even fit to be. I'm healed. That's all I gotta say. I'm healed. I was thinking about today, this morning, and all the stuff. It's like he was giving me instant replay and stuff. I was like, Lord, we be so worried about you. You know people jealous of you. And you trying to figure out, well, why is they jealous of me when all I do is try to help or I try to do this and that. Guess what? I'm healed from trying to figure that out too. Because what do the Bible say about that? The Bible say they hated me first, so yeah, they gonna hate you. So I'm healed from that. I'm just healed from it. I'm healed from trying to figure out, oh, do they love me or do I'm healed from that. Oh, they don't love me like I love them. I'm healed from that. Oh, they don't respect me. Okay, they don't respect God either. I'm healed from that. I'm just healed from it all. I'm claiming my healing. I believe when I was in that shower, I just cried. And I was just hollering. And I'm gonna play the song that I was listening to. This song right here, I played it earlier. I was just crying and showering, crying and in the midst, I was like, Lord, yeah, just wash it all off of me, because I'm healed. I'm healed.
You gave your life.
I ain't gotta be in bondage. Yeah, I want y'all to think about that. I ain't gotta be in bondage. I don't. We're gonna get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. Good night. I love you guys so much. I pray to God that it was something said on today that'll help you to be healed. To be healed. Some of us just want attention because we feel so rejected until we'll do whatever. We distract our own selves by being distracted. You understand what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's crazy. I'm here for that because I know that spirit. I recognize that spirit. You know what I'm saying?
the Bible declares that I got tithes and offering from people that I've been accepting all day, y'all, because I just feel so like I'm floating, baby. I'm just floating for real because he really gave me an understanding on all that stuff. Thank you, Jesus.